A group of investors operating a car dealership. One morning late in May, Trinity Motors ceased to exist. 30 men came in, dressed as security guards, swarmed into the showroom, and forced the Trinity managers and employees out of the building and proceeded to paint over the windows. Their lease had not been renewed. They were told that the new lease on the property was being awarded to a little-known company with friends in Washington, D.C. Oh, no. Friends at the Kremlin. This is from Russia. But we could be. Is something like that coming to the United States of America? Today's topic is the recent Supreme Court decision upholding the right of the government to seize private property and transfer the real estate to private developers for hotel and office projects. With me today to discuss this is Susan Petrovich. She's an attorney and partner with Hatch and Parent, the largest law firm in the country, the county, between LA and San Francisco. Is that it? All right. Well, you got something going for you. Good morning and welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Susan Petrovich. Thanks so much. Thank you.
In response to the article that you just read, I just want to say that supporters of the recent Supreme Court case say yuppification is a valid public purpose under the U.S. Constitution.
Now,
scary words, huh?
Yeah. And public purpose is the banner, the guise, the rationalization for this taking of private property?
It is, Mark. And the case we're talking about, of course, is Kelo versus City of New London. It's been all over the newspapers. And one of the reasons why it's been all over the newspapers and the media is because the U.S. Supreme Court, in this country at least, is the last stop. So the property owners who were fighting this condemnation have no further place to go. It's all over for them in terms of this whole issue of the right to take their property. And the reason why this is a big deal, and I thought that your listeners would be interested in what the U.S. Supreme Court really did in this case and why it's such a big deal, is that under our Constitution, the Fifth Amendment, which incidentally is part of the Bill of Rights, and you may recall the Bill of Rights was added at the insistence of people who are otherwise going to oppose the adoption of the Constitution, but they took the position that if they could come up with a way to avoid the tyranny of the majority, because in a democracy, of course, majority rules, but they did not want to have the majority be able to take away individual rights. So the Bill of Rights was a specification of certain individual rights that couldn't be stripped away even by an overwhelming majority vote. So one of those rights is the right to have the government not take your private property by eminent domain unless it is for a public use. And the term public use and public purpose have been sort of interchangeably used. But in this case, the Supreme Court concluded that it long ago expanded the interpretation of public use to mean public purpose, and so it was just going to stretch that to the ultimate limit. And there are people on both sides of this issue, but I think everybody agrees that this really is a stretch for the definition
What's the generally, or what has been prior to this decision, the generally accepted definition of public use? What do people think of that as? Freeways?
Yes, roads.
Roads.
Fire stations, schools. That's been a very common basis for taking private property and essentially converting it to a public use. Now, one of the stretches that was mentioned in the as being precedent in the Supreme Court's opinion was roads, because, of course, in the old days, often the road only went from a public place like a town out to a private property. But the court said, long ago, that's a public use because the public will travel over that road. But what makes this case unique is that this private property is being taken from private property owners and being given to other private property owners to use.
Exactly. And that, to me, is remarkable that this was passed through. I mean, isn't this sending up? I read there's all kinds of articles now, and Texas is now trying to alter their state constitution to make certain that it won't happen in Texas.
Well, there are several states that are talking about doing that. And in fact, there's some federal legislation that is being introduced to try to quell what I think some people see as yuppification becoming good. Or as Michael Douglas said, greed is good. Well, that is what many people fear, is that now greed will be good.
Michael Douglas said greed is good in
Wall Street.
Oh, in Wall Street, in the movie Wall Street.
The movie Wall Street. Greed right, is right. good. Well, I think many people fear that will become a rallying cry and that private property will be taken. And the court did address this issue. The court said that the city couldn't simply take one owner's land and give it to another to confer a purely private benefit, but that it could take private property as part of a carefully considered development plan, which was not adopted to benefit a particular class of identifiable individuals. Of course, the court did not say how are you going to decide this fine line as between taking it purely for the private benefit of people who happen to have deep pockets and maybe some pretty close contacts with the city council members or a board of supervisors in the case of a county, and a project that is a legitimate public project. Because we do have many public projects that are necessitated for redevelopment purposes
and for the general good. Could you read that one line again about how that one sentence that you read about the definition of why they rationalized it?
They said that the city couldn't simply take one owner's land and give it to another to confer a private benefit. Uh-huh. It could take private property as part of a carefully considered development plan, which was not adopted to benefit a particular class of identifiable individuals.
So if the plan is carefully considered and we're not directing it to benefit a specific group, then we can go ahead and do this. So it's like you say, it seems so broad. It seems very difficult to...
It does create a significant problem and a big opening for future cases.
Ambiguity. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. My guest is Susan Petrovich, whose passion as an attorney with Hatch and Parent from the very beginning, she emailed me as a young attorney, she said. Now, I don't know what that makes her now, but she referred to herself as a young attorney. One of her first cases was a taking case. They're taking your property. My understanding is that Joni Mitchell is rewriting her song Pave Paradise and Put Up a Parking Lot, Knock Down Your Home and Put Up a Home Depot is basically what's coming. Our phone number, 565-1290, is that correct? 564-1290, Monday morning here, you can call in live, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll take our first break. We'll come back and discuss a little bit more about this taking case, what it means to you, how it's affected California, Santa Barbara, California, in the past. Again, 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.